Welcome to the Time to Thrive podcast, developed and sponsored by the Thrive Ladies Ministry of Central Baptist Church in Kannapolis, North Carolina. Come with us as Aaliyah and Anna dive deep into God's Word and discover what it means to live like Jesus, a new series by Time to Thrive podcast. Whether you're driving, working, or relaxing, we're glad you have joined us today. And now, it's time to thrive.
Hello, Thrive Ladies. It's Aaliyah
and Anna,
ready to help you start your week off right with the Time to Thrive podcast. Guys, it's the last Live Like Jesus episode from our series. It's the last one. It's November. That's crazy when this podcast comes out. So our last Live Like Jesus series episode is Serve Like Jesus. This is gonna be our topic this episode. So really we're just wanting to talk about that since we're right around the crazy busy months. Just reminding us that these are the months that we can do a lot in, and so we just want to talk about that this episode. So first I just want to say service is a form of biblical worship. So I'll let Anna talk about what worship is for a second.
Alrighty, so we have two different definitions of what worship is. So the first one says it is to honor or show reverence for a divine being or supernatural force. But then the second one, the definition of worship is to regard with great or extravagant respect, honor, or devotion. So we see that, I mean, if this is coming out in the month of November, like Aaliyah said, there's a lot going on. We have Christmas, we have Thanksgiving, we're going to have New Year's. It's all coming up in these last few months of the year. And we think a lot in the Christmas time about Thanksgiving and being thankful, but a lot of that is serving and giving to people and being thankful for what we have, giving back to people. And it's an awesome time that we're able to serve others and share the gospel with people, but we really need to know of what biblical service is. And ultimately, like Aaliyah said, it's a biblical form of worship is serving. So we see that we should serve with a center goal and heart posture of worship. So I'm going to read Psalms 100. I'm going to read a few verses 1 through 3, and it says, "Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. He is who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture." So ultimately, we see whether we are giving thanks, whether we are being joyful, whether we are serving other people, we should have it with a posture of worshiping him, because it all leads back to him, and we're able to serve others, and we really realize what worship is when we're able to serve people. We realize that we're giving back to the Lord. We're showing others his service, who he is. We're going to go into more of why we serve, but it really shows his character as we serve, but we have to have the right heart posture as well.
Yeah, so why do we serve others? One of the first reasons, a big reason, is we just to show his character to others, to show the love of Jesus to others. You know, a lot of people, before they even hear the gospel, will just see the smile on your face. Like the toy share that we do here, like a lot of the people just, they're coming because we're serving the community, and then because we serve, they get to hear the gospel. So just being able to show his character to others is a big reason that we do it. To show the love that he gives us, we do that because he did it for us, dying on the cross. So we're just doing that for others, to share the gospel and to show his love. We also want to think about the eternal perspective. In 1 Corinthians 15, 58, it says, "So, my dear brothers and sisters, be strong and immovable. Always work enthusiastically for the Lord, for you know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless." So in this verse, we can see that sometimes serving might not be the easiest or like the first thing we want to do, mm-hmm. but we have to be strong and immovable, and because everything that we do for the Lord is going to be used for a purpose and for his purpose. He's never going to let anything we do for him go to waste. He's always going to use it. Mm-hmm. So if we just have that perspective in the back of our head, that knowing this is for the Lord's kingdom mm-hmm. and to grow it, then we will be strong and immovable.
Mm-hmm. And that also has to do when we're in our workplace and we're in our church, when we're yes. hanging out with friends or family, mm-hmm. realizing that there's a bigger picture. I know when we were planning this, Haley, who's with us, she was saying something like, and we'll go on to this later on, but no matter where you're placed, you have a mm-hmm. purpose, and that purpose is ultimately to serve the Lord and glorify him mm-hmm. in everything you do. And so having that eternal perspective really helps you with that. So we're going to go on to serving others is a command for believers. So we see in Matthew 25:40, before this, we see Jesus talking about him saying, "I was naked and you clothed me. I was hungry and you fed me." And in verse 40, it says, "And the king will answer and say to them, 'Surely I say to you, as much as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you also did it to me.'" So he's telling us that, I mean, this is also goes along with there's an eternal perspective. You're ultimately serving the Lord to glorify him. Yes, it's serving the people around you and showing the love of God, but ultimately it's to show his character, show his goodness, show his love. And then in Philippians 2:3-4, let me see if I can get there. It says in verse 2, "Then make me truly happy by agreeing wholeheartedly with each other, love one another, and working together with one mind and one purpose. Do not be selfish and don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves." So ultimately, we're supposed to not be self-centered, not think it's all about us, but realizing that we're here for a purpose. I hear a lot of pastors and teachers say, if the only goal for us to get saved would be to go to heaven, we wouldn't be here right now. Mm-hmm. Like, as soon as we accepted Christ, we would just go on up to heaven. Mm-hmm. But we're here for a purpose, and ultimately, it's not just to live it up and make the most of this life. It's ultimately to show the love of Christ to others and grow his kingdom, like Aaliyah said. So it is a command to love others the way Christ loved us and show that to others, whether that's believers or non-believers. We're supposed to love them and show them his character.
Yeah, I listened to a sermon the other day, and the pastor had said that we should share the gospel because we have this beautiful, wonderful gift mm-hmm. that someone else had shared with us. And if that other person did not share it with us, then where would we be at?
Yeah,
so that should give us encouragement to go share the gospel with others, because what if we never had heard the gospel?
Yeah.
Like that would be so sad. And mm-hmm. so it just gives me encouragement to go serve and to go share the gospel, because someone did that for me and I should go do that for other people, because they deserve it just as much as I deserve to hear it.
Absolutely. And then we're going to go on to worship is more than what we think. So we think of mainly, or some people might think of, when we think of worship, it might just be singing or instruments or things like that, which that definitely is. That's a huge part of worship. But it's also, it starts ultimately at the heart, and then Aaliyah is going to go more into serving. But it says in Matthew 22:37-38, it says, "Jesus said to them, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like unto it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the other laws of the prophets. So one of the things is, yes, it starts at the heart, realizing that God forgave us, and we realize what it is to be loved by the Father, what it is to have a godly love for Him. Because if we go out and we've never experienced this love of the Lord, how are we supposed to share that with other people? So I've stood by this for a long time, that we cannot serve and love others fully and properly if we have not experienced the love of Christ being saved in our own lives. So for us to fully love other people and fully serve other people, we have to have had experience that for ourselves, being saved by the Lord. And we're going to go on a little bit more, but it definitely starts at the heart, realizing this is why I'm doing this. I'm doing it because I realize that Christ loved me, and I want them to know that love as well.
So we need to put that into action once we have felt the love of the Lord, and now we're ready to take the next step. We need to put it into action by serving others, by singing, by giving. I just, last Sunday I heard a sermon about giving, tithing, and it,
oh goodness,
it was such a good sermon. I've never heard a sermon about tithing the way that I heard it last Sunday, and it was really good. He talked about more than just tithing, just giving in general. But yeah, moving on, by just serving others, I actually want to read Romans 12, 4 through 8. It says, "For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we being many are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that has given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy. In preparation to our faith, or ministry, let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches in teaching, he who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives with liberty, he who leads with diligence, and he who shows mercy with cheerfulness." So this few verses is just telling us that we're all not going to have the same role of the body of Christ. We're all going to have different roles, and that is great, because we're all being the hands and feet of Jesus, and to make that work, we all have to have different roles to make it run smoothly. Like, just how I've always thought about how, like, our arm does something different, totally different than our leg, and our hand does something totally different than our foot, but we have to have all of the parts of our body for us to function. And so I just love reading this, because it, like, lets me know and lets others know that we have a role that God has given us to do His purpose. So if whatever your role is, or whatever way you're serving, is not any less than anyone else. Like, if Anna was blessed with a great singing voice, then she sings, but maybe that's not what I was blessed with, and that's totally okay. That doesn't make Anna better than me. It just means that that's what the Lord has given her to do. Just like if during the toy share, if you're going to be in the kitchen, then that doesn't make you any less than the people who are passing out the presents. We all work together to make the Lord's work happen.
Absolutely. And I wanted to add a little bit on that. Also, if you're in the church, or you're not in a church right now, and you're wondering, well, what can I do to serve? I don't know what areas I'm good at. I've never experienced this before. I've never branched out. Or you're wanting to try something new. Good churches have availability for you to be able to serve and branch out and look into new ministries where you can serve. I know our church has amazing opportunities for that. And one that I thought I never really would enjoy is teaching, because it kind of scares me. But recently I've taken on the role of being able to teach my middle school and high school girls, and I love it so much. It's something that I want to give all of my time and my effort into. And if I'm struggling in the week or I'm wanting to do something that's not that right, I think of my girls. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I have to do it for them. I'm going to sit down on Sunday morning and I'm going to teach them. And I cannot have this sin in my heart. I'm mm-hmm. not going to have, like, I have to seek the Lord for them. Like, I have to be pure for the Lord and for them because I'm sitting down and I'm teaching them the gospel. And so I found that in areas that I thought, oh, this might be my passion, or I felt a little burnt out of, when I realized praying of, Lord, I really want your will to be done in my life, he opened up that door, and I had to get out of my comfort zone a little bit, but I've realized stepping into that, I really, really enjoy that. And it's great to be able to go into ministries and see what you enjoy, see where the Lord is calling you. Mm-hmm. And so that's an example of, if you don't know where to serve, just branch out and, like, see where you can, see where your passions are, pray about it, where the mm-hmm. Lord wants you. And he will close doors and he'll open doors as well. Mm-hmm. So that's a really good example of, I don't know, just knowing that you can serve in other roles and you will be, it will enlighten you, it'll motivate you and it'll encourage you. So that's definitely one area.
That was great. And I also want to add, we're talking about one role being less important than another. Mm-hmm. I want to, like, throw in there, maybe I feel like I need to say this, maybe for me, but I used to struggle a lot with not even just service, like where I'm serving, like mm-hmm. in the church, but you talked about, like, we can do this anywhere. I mm-hmm. struggled a lot with my job, like what job I had, mm-hmm. like, especially when I worked at certain places, I felt like I was mm-hmm. not where I was supposed to be. Like, I can do better than this. Like, this mm-hmm. is not where I want to be. And I want to be somewhere different mm-hmm. because that's where I was wanting to be. Mm-hmm. But in that moment, God had me there for a reason. And mm-hmm. he wanted me to either learn something or he wanted me to serve others that yeah, was in absolutely. That job. So, like, just because you're at a job that you maybe feel like is less than or less mm. important than your best friend, and mm. like, you might be feeling discouraged, but just let it be an encouragement that you're there for a reason. Mm. You're there to serve or to learn something, or you're in the waiting season because mm. the job that the Lord has for you is maybe mm. down the road, and right now another person has that job and mm. it's down the road. So just don't compare mm-hmm. yourself. Like, you're where God wants you, and if you're not, he's going to move you. Yeah. Just trust the Lord,
yeah.
and he'll put you where you need to be.
Yeah. And ultimately, having that heavenly perspective of knowing, and that mm-hmm. eternal perspective of, if you get discouraged with your job, mm-hmm. or you get discouraged with things that are just going on with your life, to be able to just sit down for a second and realize, okay, I've accepted the Lord as my Savior, and I know that this is not my home, mm-hmm. and wherever I'm at right now, you've placed me, and I know I'm supposed to be here. You can sit in that and have so much peace of, all I'm supposed to do, Lord, is I'm supposed to sit here, and I'm supposed to glorify you, and I'm supposed to serve you. And instead of getting so caught up in, oh, I need to move, I can't stay here, or having that mindset, it's so much better just being like, Lord, okay, for the time that you have me here, no matter if it's a week or 10 years, I'm going to do all that I can to serve you. Mm-hmm. And then ultimately it's for his glory, because our purpose in life is not to have the best job we can, have our dream job that we can, even though the Lord might bless us with being able to have that opportunity, mm-hmm. but it's wherever we're at, we're supposed to serve him. And there's so much freedom in that. There's so much just being able to sit and have peace knowing, okay, I'm here to serve you and I can do that. Mm-hmm. Even if my job feels little right now, or even though it may feel overwhelming, I can sit back and realize I'm supposed to glorify and honor you in everything that I do. Mm-hmm. So that's really encouraging as well.
Yeah, I was sitting there thinking while you're talking, just when we have the perspective that we're doing it for the Lord, then our whole perspective is going to change. Mm-hmm. Like, knowing that what we're doing is not useless and he's going to use it in some way is just an encouragement. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I just wanted to
I had a question. You can cut this. Do you want to share, like, how you're transitioning out, since this will be the last one, and then we'll do Heather's and then December one. But this
should we bring it up in December or this one?
Okay. Do you want to, even though like it's not a one-on-one, it'll be like with a guest?
Yeah, wait until December.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Anything else to add, Anna?
No.
Okay. Awesome. All right. So, we have a little challenge for you guys. Since it's November, it's the time of Thanksgiving. It's the time to be thankful. So, we just wanted to give you a little challenge to take time, sit, you can think, write it down. I always like to write it down because it makes me focus more.
Yeah, me too.
But just write down 5 things that you're thankful for. In this busy season, especially like with all the things going on, I know here at Central, like there's so many things going on during this time. Just like sit down and take time with the Lord and just thank Him for everything that He has given you. And just write down 5 things that you're thankful for and thank the Lord that He gave you those things. And not everyone has everything you have. Like, even if you think you don't have that much, there's a lot of people out there that don't have what you have. So let that be an encouragement to you to go out, get out there and serve the people.
Yeah.
Awesome. Do you want to pray, Anna?
Do you want me to pray? Yeah.
Yeah, you can pray.
All right, now we're going to close up with prayer, and then we have a few announcements. So let's pray. Dear Lord, first of all, we just want to thank you for allowing us to be here today, be able to get into your word, and truly see what it means to serve you. God, we thank you for all that you've done for us, and just in this Thanksgiving season, Lord, help us reflect back on what you have given us and what you've done for us on the cross and just realize that you're a good God. And Lord, we should serve others to show your character and show your love, Lord. I pray that you bless us in this podcast and the person listening. I pray that you help them in their life if they're struggling with anything, Lord, that you put your hand on it and you show them all the things that you have blessed them with and help them be grateful and thankful and want to share your love to other people. We love you and we thank you for all that you do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Alrighty, announcements. Do you want to do announcements?
Yeah, I'll do the announcements.
Okay.
Okay, so on November 9th, we have the Festival of Tables on November 9th. Buy your tickets if you haven't bought them already. I hope you have them because it's very, very soon when you're listening to this. But yes, everyone, well.
It's September as we're recording this, and people are already trying to get tickets.
I know.
Maybe just sneak in a chair or something.
Just remember that it's on November 9th. Don't forget about it. If you bought a ticket, make sure you're there. And then on December 7th, the first Saturday of December, we are having our toy share. I love the toy share. Mm-hmm. It's my favorite time of the year. It's the best. If you've never done it, you should do it. It's the best. We'll find a spot.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is welcome. It's the best day of the year, I think. Anyways, toy share is on December 7th. Be there. It's a great way for you to serve. Mm-hmm. and then on December 20th through the 22nd is our live nativity. If you would like to be a part of that, talk to Barry. He will get you a spot.
He will find your spot.
Also, if you would like to come, please come. It's really great. I've done it the last 2 years. It's really, really cool. I suggest you come and drive through. It's awesome. I love doing it. It's so great. And yeah, the people out there doing it a lot of time are freezing cold.
Yeah.
So please come so that way we're not just sitting up there with no one to wave at.
That was an angel at one point. Just had to stand. It was so cold. Yeah.
Yes. But please come out. It's really great. It shows the story of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Jesus's birth.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great. Yeah. Anyways, that's all the announcements I have.
So I just want to say thank you for listening, and we hope to see you next episode.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. Happy Thanksgiving, guys. All right,
bye.
Thank you for listening to Time to Thrive podcast. We hope you are encouraged and inspired to thrive in your daily walk with God. To find out more about the Thrive Ladies Ministry, check out our Instagram and Facebook pages or visit our website.